You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew. Today, I'm here with staff from The Haven of the Native Ways Program.
Hello, my name is Natividad Cano. My title at The Haven is the Native Ways Cultural Educator. I've been at The Haven for close to 17 years. I am originally from Sonora, Mexico. I'm a Mexican indigenous woman, and my descendants are Tohono O'odham. My father came from an O'odham community in Caborca, Sonora. I also have Yaqui ancestry and Opata from my mother's side.
Hi, my name is Tracy Alexic, and I'm the Native and Indigenous Service Manager for The Haven. I've been with The Haven for only 2 months. I'm new working there, and my ancestry is Celtic, German, and Cheyenne Indian. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, but I've been living all over the world. And so being able to connect with where you're born and getting familiar with the culture around you is, I think, really very important.
Can you share a little bit of background about what The Haven is?
The Haven came into existence in 1970. It was a group of women who were in recovery and who had a vision that women needed a special place to do their work, to do their healing. So the board of directors was created, and then The Haven came into existence. And we provide gender-specific treatment for women and those that also identify as women, as female. And children up to a certain age are allowed to come with their moms and be together, not be separated.
That's good.
We provide substance use disorder treatment, mental health treatment as well.
I'll just say we have our residential program. We also have our intensive outpatient program where people come and they get focalized treatment and education. And then they go back to either living offsite in a home that we provide, living with other members, or they live in their own accommodations. So we have different levels of help and support for women.
Okay, great. And so the Native Ways program, can you share more about that?
Yes. One of the therapists back in around 2005, 2006, Victoria Steele, she is a social worker, and she noticed that Native women, Indigenous women would come for treatment, but they would not stay because they didn't find anything that they could relate to, anything that they could identify with. You know, she saw them outside the door with their suitcase ready to go back home. She asked them, what do you need in place for you to stay here and be successful and complete the program? So they said, well, we want to live with other Native women. We want to cook our own foods. We want to practice our beliefs. We want to see people that I can identify with. What about, having a Native therapist, a Native recovery coach, a Native case manager? And so with the help of the then director of The Haven and the board, she got the support to create the Native Ways program.
Thank you both so much. I appreciate your time. I appreciate the work that you both are doing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson, featuring staff from The Haven's Native Way Programming, Natividad Cano, the Native Ways Cultural Educator, and Tracy Alexic, Native and Indigenous Service Manager. Hosted and produced by Tina Andrew. To hear the full conversation, go to kxei.org.